Nenea Mitchell lay in bed, pretending to sleep, while her big sister Mary Lou got ready. School was finally in session again after the Pearl Harbor attacks, and Mary Lou was going early to hang up welcome back banners at McKinley High. After she finished her hair, Mary Lou grabbed the knitting bag she carried everywhere these days. She tiptoed out of their shared room as if she thought Nenea was asleep. Nenea shifted, hugging her knees to her chest. She'd hardly slept the night before. It was finally February 2nd, and until a few days ago, she had been so eager for this morning to come. Going back to school meant forgetting about blackouts and curfews and air raid drills. Sitting in Miss Smith's classroom at Lunalilo Elementary, Nenea would be surrounded by friends and would get lost in spelling bees and flashcards and her teacher's lively stories. It was going to be wonderful. But then, everything changed. The three kittens, Nenea and her two best friends, Lily Suda and Donna Hill, were split apart. The military government had been in charge since the attack on Pearl Harbor, and it decided people like Donna and her mom were non-essential civilians. They weren't directly helping the war effort, so they had to leave the island. Last Friday, Nenea and Lily had gone to the pier to say a final goodbye to Donna and her mother before they sailed off to San Francisco. Nenea sighed heavily. Her dog Mele, who had been sleeping on the floor next to her bed, stood on her hind legs to peer over the edge of the mattress. Nenea pulled back her quilt and patted the bed. Mele hopped up and snuggled against Nenea's side. Nenea held her close, breathing in her doggy smell. Mele had gone missing after the attacks, and for 2 long weeks, Nenea had searched high and low for her. Since they'd been reunited, Mele didn't like to let Nenea out of her sight. That was just fine with Nenea.
"I couldn't stand to lose you again," Nenea said,
giving the dog a squeeze as she remembered that awful time. Mele shifted, and a newspaper clipping fell from the nightstand onto the bed. It was from yesterday's paper. Nenea picked it up and studied the picture of herself with Lily and Donna and a group of their friends. Her family was so proud of Nenea for organizing a bottle drive for the Red Cross. The girls had collected over 1,000 bottles so far. They'd had their picture taken for the newspaper, and Nenea had even been interviewed by Miss Gwenfried Allen, a real reporter. Nenea had smiled big for the newspaper photo, which had been taken the day before Donna left. Now, when she looked at the picture, Nenea couldn't think about the bottle drive. She could only think of how much she missed Donna. Mele thumped her tail on the bed.
"Okay, I'll read it to you again," Nenea said.
"I recently had the pleasure of conversing with Miss Alice Nenea Mitchell, who goes by her Hawaiian name, Nenea, a poised and thoughtful young lady. Though Nenea was shy about taking credit, her friends assured me that she was the brains behind the highly successful bottle drive to benefit the Red Cross Blood Center. She says she was inspired by her brother's work in the hospital in the days after the attacks, when he delivered bottles of blood to those in critical need. When she learned that Honolulu was long on blood donors but short on bottles, Nenea sprang to action. Despite her accomplishments, this young lady confesses to losing sleep most nights. Each time she heads to her family's air raid shelter, she wonders if it's the real McCoy. She and her friends long for the return of their carefree island days. Days filled with jacks and jump rope and bike rides to the beach. Days where one's biggest concern was what flavor shave ice to order. While the war has required that we all make sacrifices, those paying the dearest price are our children." Miss Allen's last words reminded Nenea again of how much she had given up, including one of her best friends. How could she go to school without Donna? She wished Papa were home so she could talk to him. He always made her feel better, but he was working another double shift at the Pearl Harbor shipyard.